is After the Bell, a podcast presentation of The Opening Bell on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Grzanich.
With Paul Nolte this morning from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago, we're going to digest the jobs report that's just out for February of 2019. Paul, good morning again. Good day again. 20,000 new jobs created last month.
Just a little miss. The estimate was for 180. They revised up the prior months by about 24,000, so it came in well below expectations. And it's a reversal of the 300,000 that we saw the prior 2 months. So when you take a look at the average over the prior 3 months, which was something we like to do because this number is notoriously volatile, and you're looking at about 186,000 new jobs over the prior three. It's not bad. You know, we've been running over 2, and our contention is that, you know, anything north of 150 is a growing economy and certainly reducing the jobless rate, and that's what we're seeing here this month.
But what would be the result of this spike, this big of a spike downward? I know some of the construction jobs down 30,000, the hospitality industry, which had been high, flat. Those kinds of things would cause a spike like that?
Some of it is weather-related. Some of it's job shutdown or government shutdown-related.
Okay.
So, again, that's why I said I think it's a reversal of the 300,000 being way too high, and now we're getting back to a normal. And it's part of the reason why with these numbers, because they are extremely volatile month to month and they are revised heavily in coming months, we take a look at an average, and that average has been pretty consistent north of 150. And as long as that's the case, we're going to be okay. Where we're going to start to worry is if we start to see the jobless number get up around north of 4%. As long as we're below 4, we're okay. But we start to see the unemployment rate get up above north of 4, and then I think we can say, okay, the expansion's probably run its course, and it's time to look at the possibility of a recession. But I think we're a long way away from that.
January numbers have revised upwards, actually, to 311 from 304.
And as I said, you know, so you again, this number probably will get revised higher in the next 2 months, and so it'll be something that we'll wind up forgetting about. And I think, it's also one that is probably colored by the job shutdown and so on. So, again, we won't get a clean number probably until next month or even the following month to see, you know, where the jobs are at this point. But overall, I think the U.S. economy is still in good shape. One of the things to note here, too, is, as we talked about earlier this morning, is wage growth. Well, wage growth was very good. We're bumping up against 3.5% on a year-over-year basis. And that's a very good number. So even though the non-farm payroll number was disappointing, wages are picking up, and that's a good thing.
Let's talk a little bit about that. For so long, we had talked about why haven't wages been going up? What's the problem? What's the issue? What finally broke the gate?
I'm not quite sure exactly what broke the gate, but we're starting to see, I think, jobs being picked up in higher wage parts of the economy. So the construction jobs, the manufacturing jobs that we've talked about month on month, we have over the course of the last year seen tremendous growth in those sectors. Those tend to be the higher wage paying jobs. Retail, hospitality tend to be a little bit lower on the scale. So when you start to see that shift a little bit more toward the industrial type of manufacturing jobs, that's a good thing for the overall economy.
I want to talk about construction because there was some other data out today, too, about housing. The employment in construction declined by 31,000 in February. We saw housing starts last month, or maybe December, be very, very low. Now they've spiked higher this month. We'll see that number likely go up for the next report.
I think so. And again, you know, the numbers tend to be extraordinarily noisy, and I think, too, there is some impact from the government shutdown. And, you know, we're going to be on the retail side. We're going to blame weather for everything. So, again, I would like to see a couple months clean data. But, again, we take a look at a lot of the month-to-month stuff and accumulate it over a period of time. So we take a look at a 12-month average or a 6-month average, kind of smooth out some of that volatile month-to-month data points. Because if you do follow it month-to-month, you can be euphoric one month and depressed the next, and then euphoric the following month. So by averaging them out and smoothing it out, it gives you a better idea what the trends are. And right now, at least, the trends still continue to point to a relatively good economy. And again, relative to the rest of the world, which is struggling right now.
Healthcare was another sector that saw jobs added last month, 21,000. It's also been performing very well for the year. Healthcare is very strong.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, a lot of that is a demographic change that, you know, has been going on for the last two decades. As we see the aging population, there's more demand for healthcare, more need for additional healthcare workers. So that continues to be an expanding part of the U.S. economy. What's interesting, though, is when you take a look at the healthcare stocks have actually been underperforming over the last 6 to 12 months or so. So while you're getting those job gains, you're not necessarily seeing it reflected in the marketplace, which is kind of interesting. But well, you got to take a look at the two a little separately, I think. You know, take a look at the earnings within the healthcare sector, not necessarily just the jobs as being a key driver for those particular stocks.
What's the story behind manufacturing? Manufacturing jobs were up about 4,000 in February. They had an average of about 22,000 over the last 12 months. That doesn't seem like a very high performer.
No, it's been actually very good. I mean, you know, because manufacturing has been extraordinarily slow throughout this entire recovery. And this actually is one of the better numbers on a year-over-year basis that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. So we're seeing a pickup in some of the manufacturing activity here in the United States. And again, it goes back to the comment that, you know, we're looking at an economy relative to the rest of the world that's actually pretty good. So manufacturing is a key part of that. Whether or not that's a result of, you know, trying to bring back jobs into the United States, probably not, but just a better economic backdrop and better overall economic growth, I think, is really behind those numbers.
The labor participation rate held steady, 63.2%. Talk to us about the significance of that.
Yeah, and we're seeing people coming into the jobs into the marketplace. You know, they're looking at the jobs numbers and saying, yep, I need to go out and get a job. When you take a look at the jobless rate and you divide it into the participation rate, we're down to levels that we haven't seen since the 1960s, 1950s. So we're in, I think, a very, very strong part of the economy here. And two, when you look at that labor participation rate, again, over the last 50 to 70 years, it's higher than it's been over the last 15 or 20, but it's significantly below what we have seen in the prior 30, 40 years. So when you take a look at the changing demographic and the changing workplace, a lot more women in the workplace than historically has been the case. We see a lot more two-wage earner families than we have historically, certainly starting in the 1970s and going earlier. So the participation rate's a little bit higher than it has historically been, but it's much better than it has been, again, going back to the 1970s and prior.
So I'll give you the this could be an outlier. The 20,000 could be an outlier. When, if something were to happen negatively with the job picture, mm-hmm. how would we see that in this report, in a report like this?
In a report like this, you're going to start to see revisions lower to prior months. And you're going to see a couple more months like this where you're going to see a 20 or 30 print. You might even see a negative print. And then you'll see the unemployment rate tick up. The issue with the jobs report, it is not a forward-looking report. It is not one that you can say, ah, here we are. It tends to lag. Mm-hmm. So if the economy is indeed slowing down and we are looking at a recession, the jobs report is going to be one of the last ones that are really going to point to it. So it's more of a confirming report than it is something that you're going to be able to look to and say, ah, this is it. When that turns, it turns fairly quickly in advance of a recession. So when it does turn, there's probably only about 3, maybe 6 months before the economy gets into a recession. So that's why I said when we get up above 4, 4.1% in the unemployment rate, then we start to worry about The fact that we may be getting very, very close to a recession.
The Fed says it's going to remain on the sidelines. That's the last word from them. What do they look at when they look at this? What do they see, and how will monetary policy be affected by this?
I don't think monetary policy is going to be affected much at all. They're going to be looking at the wage growth number, and that is robust. It's something that they're a little concerned about at this point, but they have consistently said we're going to let the economy run a little hot for a while before we get very aggressive about raising rates. Next week, we get the CPI number. That'll be the other number that they take a look at. So those are the two numbers I think that they're really focused on. Wages, a little bit of a concern for them. It's toward the top end of the historical 2 to 4% range. But I think the inflation data that we're going to get next week is not going to be a big concern for the Fed. So I think they do stay on the sidelines for quite some time.
The stock market reaction to this should be what today?
Yeah, we saw right after the numbers came out, the stock market took a leg down. It had already been trading off based on poor economic data out of China. But what was interesting, so the market traded down probably about 0.75% or so, and it's been kind of hanging around that area this morning. But what was interesting was the reaction in the bond market. There really wasn't one. This report were truly a bad report that everybody was concerned about. We would see a lot of money flying into the bond market, pushing yields lower. Those plus or minus a little bit this morning. So there was not reaction in the bond market, which we would have expected were this truly a bad report.
Paul, any other takeaways from the report in your mind?
No, not too much. You know, like I said, it's a very, very noisy series. And again, the 300 that we saw for the prior 2 months and a 20, and people are kind of looking around going, holy cow, this is just, it's all over the place. And it is. It's a very, very noisy series. Again, it's not one that I'm stressing out about just yet. Give me a couple more months and I'll let you know whether we should be stressing about it or not.
Paul, always good insight from you. How can people get a hold of you if they want to have a conversation?
If they want to drop me a note, they can do so in my email at pnolte@kingsviewam.com.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago, and I'm Steve Krasanich on 720 WGN.